What up?
Hello, this is Alan. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
What?
Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I am registered to vote in Hector County.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think they're expensive.
So would
property
that be
tax,
right track,
property tax,
or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank
I think
you.
We should have more facilities for kids.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Well, the construction, it takes forever to fix all these roads. We've been living where I live for about 7 years, and we keep talking to the city about our road, and they don't do nothing to fix it.
Okay.
City says it's not there, and the county says it's not there, and now it's all city, and they don't want to fix it.
Thank you. And will you rate economy? I'm sorry. How will you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Only time can tell.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I just pretty much worry about myself.
So would that be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
No. I mean, there's always going to be work.
So if you have to decide, which option will you take from the ones that I just read to you?
To my zone, I guess. I don't know. I really don't have an opinion on that. I just stick to myself. I mean, I'm pretty good where I'm at.
Okay, and now I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how will you rate each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor? First one, public transportation.
Fair.
Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. About the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Four.
About having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Four.
Next one, natural beauty in physical setting.
Four.
Next one, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Four.
Next one, effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Thank you. Next one, availability of quality health care.
What would you rate that? There's...
Availability of quality health care.
What do you say to that? Poor or fair? Fair. I get that, man. It's between fair and poor.
Okay. Thank you. And about quality of the public school.
Poor.
Next one, availability of affordable housing.
Really poor.
Next one, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair, I think.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Next one, offering job opportunities in your field.
Well, that's fair. I mean, there's always work, like I said. Work is always there.
Thank you. Next one, being able to... Thank you. Next one, being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor. Semis crash.
Thank you. Next one, public safety and low crime.
I don't know. Crime's pretty high around here, so I'd say poor.
And last one, a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Thank you. Poor.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate Ector County as place to live for the following type of people. First one, racial and ethnic minorities. Excellent, good, fair, poor.
Well, what do you mean by the question, though? Like, in reference?
More information is in written here. I'm just really getting to read this verbatim.
I mean, I really don't have an answer to that question, to be honest.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, families with children. Would that be excellent, good, fair, poor?
It just, I mean, I don't understand the question. What do you mean by families? If they're good or what?
We would like you to please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following type of people. So the type of people here is now families with children. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. Next one, people like you.
Like me?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm just a unique person. So I think it's all right. I mean, I do good for myself here.
So would that be good?
For me, yeah.
Okay. How about retirees?
I don't think this is a place for people to retire.
So would that be fair, poor, good?
Poor. I'd say poor because somebody that retired probably wants to be somewhere where there's not a lot of traffic.
Thank you. Next one, recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
I think it's fair. Fair opportunities.
Next one, entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I think it's good around here.
Next one, people living below the poverty line.
That's nah. Fair? Good? Not good at all.
So fair?
No, not good.
Good. Okay. Now, next one, immigrants from other countries.
There's a lot of them here, I'll tell you that.
So would that be excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And last one, young, single people.
Fair.
Thank you very much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I just really don't know. I mean, I don't know. If it'll expand, I don't know if it's going to get better.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm not at all familiar with none of that.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident,
nope.
Not too confident, or not at all
confident?
Thank you. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar,
nope.
Not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Thank you. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely. Well, you know what? Consider that, yeah. A lot more than likely.
So would that be somewhat likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? I'm going to read you a list and let me know one of them. First one, poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision and action from local government in addressing mayor issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Environment.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household and wherever. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican, 100%.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
38.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
You got four of them.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
100% Mexican. Mexicano.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
I am.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $40,000? $40,000 to $75,000 or more than $75,000?
$250,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker,
full-time.
Student? Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male. Male.
Thank you so much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
I do.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate your time. Have a good day. Bye.